It just doesn't get any better than listening to
Dixieland Americana.
That's right. That's right. Big Brass, Dixieland Band. We're listening to it on the Courthouse Square right off the downtown of Prescott. We're in the patio of Hacienda Inn. We're up here for the Phippen Western Art Show and Sale. We're here with Ken Lane and Chris Wellborn of the landscape experts for Yavapai County, John J. Harper, landscape expert for the Valley, and we've got Nancy on line one that wants to talk about pests on roses. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. Real quick, what's your question?
Well, I've got two big rosemary plants, and they got those little spit bugs on them. So it's like you'll wash them off and they come back. What should I be putting on them?
Yeah, it's called a spittle bug, and it does create that little foamy after effect as they've harvested the juice of the rosemary. Do you use your rosemary for culinary purposes?
Once in a while, yeah.
Okay, well, if you're going to use it for culinary purposes, your best bet is then probably something like triple action or neem oil, kind of an organic type spray. So that you don't, cause any problems with anything getting into the system of the plant. So keep washing it off, and then use the oil sprays like a neem oil, like Fertilome Triple Action. That'd work fine.
Oh, good. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks a million, Nancy. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to Debbie on topic of your Bonide product, Repelzol. She wants to know if it works on a particular four-legged critter.
And you said her name's Debbie?
Yes.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to your show all the time. It's wonderful. My question is, I have a cat that's an indoor-outdoor cat. Recently, I've had to sequester it in the house because it's chewing on the oleander bushes from my next-door neighbor when it camps underneath their bushes to chase the doves that like to nest in there. So will the Repelzol work for keeping my cat away from these oleander bushes?
Have you ever tried? I know Mom and Dad use it to keep dogs from scratching their lawn, but they don't have a cat. Have you seen it on cats?
You know, I know if you take the bottle and throw it at the cat.
Yeah. Come on now.
We might need to recommend some lead products for it.
If that cat's eating oleander and it's surviving, I don't think there's anything that's going to bother it.
Yeah, that's a bionic cat right there.
They actually, Bonide makes, I've got their product catalog right here. It's called Dog and Cat Repellent.
Yeah.
It's a combination of cinnamon, garlic, and clove oil that's mixed. It's a liquid or a granular.
For dogs and cats specific than the Repelzol is more for voles, mice, rabbits, deer, javelina, a little bit. Cats, not as much. I think you'd be better jumping over to an actual dog and cat repellent.
And for oleanders, would you get the liquid form and spray it on the oleanders, or would you put granular under at the base of it?
There, you're generally spraying the foliage so it tastes bad or smells bad. And so they'll chew on it and go, oh, that's not what I remember, and then move on and chew something else.
I seriously doubt if that cat is actually chewing on the oleander.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, she said he had little ulcers in his mouth from eating on it. You know, it is poison.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's her kid. That's
one tough cat.
That's a going back for more.
That's a bad cat. I leave it alone.
Yeah.
That's Debbie's special kitty. Y'all be nice.
It got its nine lives and the nine lives of everything else in its litter that came.
In this Bonide catalog you got there, you've got Repelzol for critters. You've got dog and cat repellent. Have they come out with a neighbor repellent?
That's... I'll have to
That's called
an email to their corporate.
That's called Rosie going out in his underwear using his flamethrower. That'd repel him.
That's a sight.
So is Debbie still on the line? Do we know the cat's name?
Booster.
Well, we'll send you this dog and cat repellent. I know I've got some of my sample products that they sent us at the office. So we'll get your address. We'll send it to you, and then you let us know how this worked on Booster and if this hasn't helped his oleander diet as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate the call. Wow, that's an hour in the landscape wrapping up. What's this pink one behind me?
This is one of my favorite plants I brought for you. I grow a lot of these. It's called a dahlia. And so it's in the North Country. It grows really well, and it blooms. It probably has 50 blooms on it. As soon as that bloom fades, it's got, notice, more buds underneath it. So it comes in every vibrant color you can think of. Some of them grow the size of dinner plates. They call them dinner plate dahlias. But the North Country is famous for their dahlias.
And I'm sure everyone in Prescott knows, but we're covered in Sedona and Flagstaff and Chino Valley and everywhere else. Where is Waters Nursery?
Waters Garden Center's at 1815 Iron Springs Road. It's downtown by the hospital, just maybe a couple miles out Iron Springs Road past the hospital. Been there for 53 years.
And Chris Wellborn of Ascente Landscaping, we appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning.
No problem. Great to be here.
You have a website or a contact information?
We do. Our website is www.vicentelandscaping.com, and you can call us in the office at 928-636-1601.
Serving how big an area for landscape installations and service?
We go all the way Flagstaff down to Black Canyon City.
Okay. So there you go.
Everywhere in between.
Vicente Landscaping, your Rosie certified landscape installation and design contractor serving all of Yavapai County, and just a little bit more.
A little bit more.
I think you guys take care of half of my neighborhood. So I see your trucks all the
time. We're there all the time.
Yeah.
And Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. We appreciate you being there for our desert dwellers, Mr. Harper.
Anytime. Remember, we got the big pumpkin weigh-in next Saturday. So
that's next Saturday.
That'll be kind of fun. Yeah.
He's expecting pumpkins upwards of 300 pounds.
Oh, wow. Almost 500 pounds.
500-pound
yeah,
pumpkin.
Close to 500.
How do you pick up a 500-pound pumpkin?
With a forklift.
We'll be back, y'all, with Tom Riley of Renovations in the 9 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.